studying everybody.
Gemara has a din, kol ha-mitzvahs kulam, levorach aleim oivu al-asi yosam. There's a takanas chachamim that we have to recite the birchas ha-mitzvah immediately before performing the mitzvah. The Rishonim point out, the Gemara didn't say kol ha-mitzvahs kulam, levorach aleim kodem. Asi yosam kodem would mean sometimes before. You can say the bracha half an hour before. The Gemara says oivu al-asi yosam. So the Rishonim understand oivu means not oivu the other, immediately before performing the mitzvah. So that's why the Gemara says, when does one recite a bracha on the tefillin? So some people have the practice when they're taking the tefillin out of the tefillin zekel, so they already start saying the bracha, because they know that till they'll unravel the tefillin, put it on their arm, the bracha will be completed and the bracha will be recited before. So the Gemara says, not correct. You're supposed to have the tefillin shel yad already on your arm immediately before you tighten the ritzuah. That's when you say the bracha. Same thing regarding talis. Many people have the practice that they hold the talis in front of them with both hands like this, and then they say the bracha, then they put the talis behind them. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that that's not really proper. More correct is you should say the bracha immediately before. It means you should hold the talis behind you. Those who wear a talis, hold the talis behind you, and as you're about to put the talis on your body, then you recite the bracha immediately before you're about to perform the mitzvah. We have a few exceptions to the rule. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the practice of the Balei HaTosfos, that when you wash for bread, first you wash your hands, and then he said the bracha on the tilis yadai. Rabbi Yosef Karo writes in the Shulchan Aruch, not so. So the Svardim are supposed to follow Rabbi Yosef Karo. They say the bracha immediately before you're about to, after you already filled up the cup with water, before you pour the water on your hands. Then you say the bracha. The Ramah quotes the practice of the Balei HaTosfos that a lot of times your hands are dirty. You're not in a condition to say a bracha. You just touched your shoes or you just came out of the bathroom or something. So in order not to confuse, in order not to forget whether your hands are clean or your hands are not clean, so the Balei HaTosfos developed a minhag that they always say the bracha on the tilis yadayim before you eat bread, after you wash your hands. But it's a violation of Oivu al-Asi Yosam. It's supposed to say the bracha before. So the Balei HaTosfos point out that the Gemara says in Saita that when you wash in tilis yadayim, you have to dry your hands before you eat the bread. The Gemara says if you eat the bread when your hands are still wet, kilo echol lechem tameh, that's not proper. So since you didn't really finish performing the mitzvah yet until you dry your hands, so it's still a little bit Oivu al-Asi Yosam. And the same Ashkenazim have a meaning regarding Hadlokas Haneris on Erev Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch writes he's supposed to say the bracha l'hadlik neshel Shabbos before you light the candles. And the Ramah writes that the meaning by the Ashkenazim is that when you say the bracha, when the woman or the man, whoever is lighting the candle, says the bracha l'hadlik neshel Shabbos, it's assumed that they're mekabel Shabbos then. So once they said l'hadlik neshel Shabbos, they can't light the candles. It's a malacha. So first you light the candles and then you say the bracha afterwards. We'll continue tomorrow. Have a nice day.